Let's return next to that big overnight news. The US President Donald Trump has authorized Joe Biden to begin a formal transition process. The development follows the official certification of Mr. Biden's win in Michigan. Political commentator and NUIG law lecturer Larry Donnelly joins us on the line. Larry, is this as close as Donald Trump is likely to come to concession?
It may well be, Rachel. I mean, he doesn't need to formally concede, but I think the handwriting is abundantly clear on the wall, with Michigan certifying, with the president's legal team having lost every legal challenge there is, and with almost no prospect for success in the courts or elsewhere. It's the end of the line for Donald Trump. And again, I think it shows that the robust institutions of the United States have withstood his challenge.
For the Biden team, what difference will this make?
Well, I think, first of all, he'll get some funding. He'll have some cooperation in the agencies of government. They can really move ahead with transitioning into power. Again, it's not ideal. I mean, ideally, the president would have cooperated right along with this process. I doubt he'll cooperate extensively, but this certainly is a boost and certainly signals that we will have a peaceful transition of power, even if it is going to be, I suppose, an unwilling one.
Joe Biden has begun announcing the names of some of his cabinet, and many of them are familiar.
Yes, I mean, this really is almost a Biden-Obama redux. If you look at some of the faces, these are people who've been around Capitol Hill a long time. They're well known. In one sense, that's a welcome sign. I mean, he is picking people with experience. He is picking competent people. But there's already been some pushback from the right and from Trump's allies in the sense that these are people who, have favored an interventionist, internationalist foreign policy that led to some pretty bad consequences. Indeed, politically speaking, a lot of Americans might say, look, the one thing we liked about Donald Trump was he kept us out of foreign wars. He kept us at home. He worried about America first. I think some of these names might give some of these Americans pause.
Looking at some of those names, John Kerry is back in a new role. And it also seems that the former head of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, that she will get a big job.
Yeah, Janet Yellen is going to be Secretary of the Treasury. John Kerry, I think, is going to be Special Envoy for Climate. I think that sends a very, very strong signal that this administration is going to take climate change seriously as an issue, that they're going to immediately try to get back into the Paris Climate Accord. And I think that advocates on this issue, I mean, the issue of our time, I think that they'll be heartened by this move because I think it sends an awful lot of strong signals. And indeed, a lot of scientists and others were desperately worried at the prospect of a second Trump term in which the United States really would opt out of doing anything on climate. I think this is a very encouraging sign.
Given some of the division within the Democrats, are a few new faces needed as well?
I would suggest so. I mean, the one name that I'm looking for is Pete Buttigieg. I think it would be a really good signal, again, for him to get a job, for him to bring some of that energy, that enthusiasm, that fresh perspective that he has. I think that would be hugely important in a Biden administration. One of the things about the names so far is they are, in a way, yesterday's men and women. I'd like to see, and I'm confident that we will see, some fresh faces, some new perspectives. I think it's badly needed, and I also think, politically speaking, from Joe Biden's point of view, the ascendant progressive wing of his party is going to want some new faces there, and I'm confident that he will put some into the mix.
More later in the day, no doubt. Larry, thanks a million for joining us on the line this morning.